Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, so I'm Dan Melnick, and I have Alex here and Umair from our team. And Alex, first of all, if you could just tell me where you live and what you do for a living.
So I live in North Jersey, and I apparently now I build apps for a living. This is recent. I mean, I think it's been like 3 to 4 years I've been with you guys. So it's been a crazy change in my life. And I had not done this at all before meeting you guys. So it's, a hand of chance. And I was very blessed to have that happen.
Awesome. So can you just tell me like what you did before in your career and really how you came about to do kind of what you're doing now?
Sure. So I was actually a physical therapist assistant. So that's what I went to school for. That was my profession. During this time, I was reselling luxury shoes and accessories for about, I think, 10 years. So what started as a hobby ended up being full time. So I ended up quitting physical therapy and I was just flipping shoes full time. And then stuff kind of hit the fan when my socials blocked me out and kind of just shut down my whole business, which is a very common occurrence now. And I was kind of in a rut. I didn't know what to do. I, you know, had a family. I didn't make any money. So I went on Fiverr. I was like, you know what? Let me figure something out. Let me try to meet somebody. And I've always been the entrepreneurial type. So I always, you know, try to figure it out. And I did go when I was reselling. I did about probably 600, 700,000 in revenue a year to zero. So it was a huge change. And I was, you know, it was a really sad day and a really bad time in my life. So I had to figure something out. So what I was thinking is, how do I make something bigger? How do I own my own business? How do I control everything? And, you know, I thought of, you know, let's build an app. So the app that's actually working in my favor is not the original app that I was working on. The original app I was working on, I'm still working on 4 years later. But luckily, you guys took over. So hopefully that will change things. But yeah, that's kind of how I got here. And from there, you know, the rest is history. Now, Umair is like my best friend. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So obviously on Fiverr, there's like a lot of different people on there. So like, what made you want to choose to work with Umair as opposed to like somebody else and like in the very beginning?
Honestly, I think it was just randomized. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I mean, of course you had good reviews at that point when you were on Fiverr. So I did look at that, but I mean, I was just shooting my shot. I just said, you know what, let's just figure it out. And, you know, we clicked pretty much right away. I kind of can tell I have a good way of telling good, you know, a good human from a bad human and, you know, good intention and not good intention. And the way that we communicated, it was pretty good right off the bat. And I had, I guess I trusted him because I gave him all my personal information. Like, how do I get into this? How do I get into that? And I still give you guys everything. So, you know, it's obviously been like 4 years now. So you've proven over and over again that you do deliver. And, you know, everyone says, well, you know, developers from overseas, you know, sometimes they'll build you a card house and, you know, a house of cards. And I'm just like, no, you don't know my guy. So like they actually do it the right way. And I think that, you know, I will be your greatest story. And when that does happen, I feel like you will be able to handle, even if I need to hire your entire team, you'll be able to handle it. So I'm not even thinking about, well, maybe I should move to, you know, a developer in the States. And I don't think it's much better. I actually think it's a lot worse because there is not that one-to-one that you guys offer me. So that's basically it. And how I found you on Fiverr, no idea. It's all chance. It's just how it is.
Yeah. You know, Dan, what the best part was, like when that was the best decision Alex ever made to, you know, get connected with me in the Fiverr. Yeah. So when we started the Fiverr, I was doing the Fiverr and then, you know, suddenly our Fiverr gets, you know, banned, some sort of anything like that. And the best part was like, I was able to get in touch on the personal contact information with Alex. So yeah. From there, we started the journey. Like as Alex, it's been 4 years now. And I think we've been working on like four of the products at the moment.
Yep, exactly. There are four products, and this one that's actually doing the best was a pet project. So it's, funny how things work like that. It's just woke up one day, thought of it, made it happen, and you never there's no risk, there's no reward if there's no risk. So you just don't know what will happen. You don't know where you'll find that gold, and I found it here. So, and usually, when someone messages me and say, "Hey, I got banned off Fiverr, can we figure something out?" It's like supposed to be a red flag. I mean, like, why'd you get banned off Fiverr? But I just said, "You know what? Let's like screw it. Let me just send you funds, however it is. I don't care. Just make it happen." And I haven't been scammed to this day. So I just feel very fortunate.
You know, the best part was like Alex loved to chat. Seriously, like he wants to clear each and every little tiny details of the project. And you know, when we started the Authentic Detective, like firstly it was my legit check, right, Alex?
Yep, completely
And
different
then
product
we
from him.
shifted, and then we shifted to Authentic Detective, and till day Authentic Detective is a success. And the best part was like we discussed around a week or two just to decide we are going to do this or not.
It's
Like the
all
main
takes.
idea was completely different, and then we completely shifted to a new idea while
Yeah,
discussing.
it's basically you just, I mean, Umair knows, I will change my mind 100 times. So if I wait until I really figure out what I want to do, I just will never do it. So you really have to, I mean, this goes to any entrepreneur. You just have to do it and then figure it out. They're building a business for me right now that I don't even know the name of. So I just gave them like a plugin domain. I just said, just build it on here and I'll figure it out like the day before I launch what it's going to be called, because it doesn't matter what it's called. It's not about the name. There's billion-dollar businesses with the shittiest names out there. So that's just irrelevant. It's all about the idea. It's all about the execution. And honestly, it's about you guys, getting shit done and making it happen. And you have, you do it. I mean, I talk to this guy literally all day, and his team all day. I don't know if it's a hate or love relationship. I'll take it as a love, but I probably annoy them all the time. I literally at all hours at night, and Umair, it could be 4 in the morning,
Available 24/7.
literally 3 in the morning, and I'll do the math. I'm like, it's 7 p.m. here. Like, what time is it out there? It must be like in the middle of the night. Nope, he's there. He's always there. So that is probably the reason that I'm still with you guys, honestly. Because that one-to-one, I don't have experience with other developers. I have no idea how they are, but I did like a website before I met you guys. This was like 6, 7 years ago. I had some big company do it for me. I mean, it took them like 6 months, and I maybe spoke to them once or twice via email. It was just horrible. I was definitely just another number. I was a low budget, so they probably didn't give a shit, to be honest. So that's what I take it as. But I came to Amer with a small project, and you just he took a chance, and you literally never know. And now I have multiple projects, and there are probably going to be 10 more before I'm done with them. So it's just like you gotta they took a chance, and you gotta really respect everybody, and you have to understand that everyone starts somewhere. So even if it's the smallest idea, even if it's just a quote, you got to do it, because you just never know where it's going to go. And they actually, they did it. So
For sure. So I'm
it
curious,
happened.
like in terms of if you can maybe quantify like what results you actually achieved like working with the mayor and like how did it like improve your life and your business?
Well, I started making money, so now I feed my family. It's hard to say what was before, because it was a completely different business. I had a completely different life. So it's very difficult to say, hey, I was at X before I met you guys, and now I'm at Y, because I was at zero before I met you guys, and now I'm at XY. So, I mean, we just did a price increase. So by next year, we should be at $1 million in revenue just from the certificates of one business. And we plan to build many other, it's a dynamic fashion forum. So we plan to build other features that should, just skyrocket the revenue, projected, of course. I could wake up tomorrow and it's nothing. So who knows? But you always got to think positive, and that's just kind of the way it is. But right now, I think, I mean, last the first year, if you want numbers, we did, I think it was 135 in revenue last year. That was the first year that we launched, was a 135. This year, without the price increase, we were projected at around 300, but with the price increase, really, who knows? Hopefully 5 and over. But yeah, I mean, the numbers are looking good. Everything works. So it just has to work. It doesn't matter. The numbers will work at some point. It's the foundation is what has to work to make the numbers work. So, we had a kind of an SOS last week, and it was like literally the middle of the night. And, I had three guys, literally my iOS, the back end, Umair, four guys, I guess, and the web developer, and they all made it work. And it was like 2 in the morning on a Saturday. So it's, these little things really, it's priceless. You can't buy it. So I mean, I guess you can buy your own developer team and make them work all night, but I mean, I don't spend that much with these guys, and they really, they step up. There's no doubt about it, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat things. It is what it is, and they do well. So I got
For
nothing else
sure.
to say about
So in what area do you feel like that you get the most value of working with Amer?
that. I definitely value the one-to-one texts. Like, I don't do emails. I have a partner who's working on another project with me that they're working on too. He does emails, and I mean, I cannot stand it. He's very old school developer. He's good, but he just does emails. So I'm just like, I mean, by the time you answer me, I'm gonna have 10 other ideas. So even with Umair, I'll text him, and then 10 minutes later, I'll be like, never mind. Or actually, this. So with emails, I would send them probably a 150 email thread, and then it would just get all lost. But that's really I mean, there's nothing better than that. I know it's annoying, and probably if you have 10 of me, you would just implode and quit your job. But it's just what it is. That's what does it for me.
Yeah, so this is what I was how likely are you to recommend the Zing, and why should someone listening act right now?
Umair. That's all I got to say. It's like, I mean, unless you have more of you that will do the same thing, but you need that one of one. You need that communication. Without communication, it's like a relationship. I mean, you don't communicate. It fails. So if you tell me, yeah, just send me an email, and then I wait a week for you to respond, or even a day, I mean, I don't sleep, so I just kind of think all night, and I just like ideas come and go, come and go. It's an ebb and flow kind of thing. So when I have an idea, I'll just text it. And then if it sucks, I'm like, never mind. Or it's if he and then he'll be like, wait, this doesn't work. So that's also what I like about you guys, is you kind of tell me if something sucks, if an idea won't work, or if an aspect doesn't work. You won't just do it. You'll be like, well, like my other developers that I had, that I transferred this whole entire app to you guys, they would just do the
No,
they would just do
exactly.
the dumbest things. I mean, they would like I thought of them. I thought of these ideas, yeah, but they would just do them, and they just ended up being so stupid, and it made no sense. It's like, I thought of it, sure, but just tell me like it's a bad idea. Otherwise, you're gonna have to rework everything. And I spent, God knows how much on this for the
You
past.
know, Alex, there's one thing, as a Zen, me, Dan, we all are basically the growth partners. We want you to grow. So if there is something you want to spend on and that is not going to be beneficial for you, we are not just the developers for you.
Yeah,
We basically love your
my
vision.
only
We would love
friends.
you to grow. That's right. That's why there are many times, Daniel, Alex told me, I want to do these things in the system. And I was like, Alex, forget it. This is not going to work the job. Please
True.
don't do it. Spend something on else and spend on something else.
True. And that goes a long way, because it saves me money, and then it allows me to grow, and then it allows you guys to charge more monthly because I'm doing more volume, and it takes more work for you guys. So it only makes sense. But if you drain my money, I'm gonna be broke, and I'm bootstrapping every. I mean, I tell Omer all the time, this guy's great. He knows all about me. I'm broke. Like, I mean, I'm bootstrapping everything. So I have no investors, and I have nothing, and I have four businesses. So it's a lot. So I just they make it work, and they help me save money, which in turn makes my business grow, and then it makes your company grow, because hey, this business is doing well. Let me move on to a new one, and then I'll give it to you as well. So it all works out. I mean, if you're draining my money, it's a zero benefit to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Just to Umair's point that we build our company in honesty and transparency. We don't want to just build anything for anybody. It has to make sense and it has to work and it has to be something that you could actually achieve. And as opposed to just saying, oh yeah, I can do anything. It's like, no, it's like if we can't do it, then it doesn't make any sense to actually go and build that.
Right. We don't know best. That's the thing. You guys are the ones that see it on the back end. You know how it functions. I don't know shit. I just have a vision, and I know what the end result is going to be, but how to get there, the steps, that's honestly on you guys, because I don't know. I mean, I'm not a developer. I don't know the first thing about code. I just have a vision in my head. I'm a, you know, I I'm a creator. I'm like a founder. I'm not even a CEO. I will hire a CEO. I just kind of create the product, and that this is what it's going to be. How much is this going to be in 20 years? It's going to be a $1 billion company. How do I get to this company to be that much? Who do I have to hire? It's all about hiring a good team. That's literally all it is. I mean, you think Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk, or I mean, they are smart, sure, but their team is smarter than them. I can guarantee it. They have a smarter team. I mean, you look at Mark Zuckerberg's videos, the guy is just like, he had a great idea in high school and or college, whatever, and that's it. But it's the developers, it's the team behind it, not the investors, but the actual people that make things happen. And you guys are the ones who make this happen. So, I mean, without you guys, if I had dumb developers, then my company, I could guarantee you, will not be anywhere near where I want it to be. So that's really important.
Awesome. Well, Alex, I don't have anything else. Amir, I don't think has any more questions. So thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining us today.